Self-esteem, a proven program of cognitive techniques for assessing, improving, and maintaining your self-esteem. By Matthew McKay, Patrick Fanning. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Self-esteem, a proven program of cognitive techniques for assessing, improving, and maintaining your self-esteem by Matthew McKay and Patrick Fanning is a comprehensive guide to understanding self-esteem. The book provides readers with an in-depth look at the concept of self-esteem and how it affects our lives. It also offers practical advice on how to assess, improve, and maintain one's own self-esteem. The authors begin by discussing the importance of having healthy self-esteem. They explain that low self-esteem can lead to feelings of depression, anxiety, guilt, shame, fearfulness, or even anger. Low self-esteem can also cause us to make poor decisions or become stuck in unhealthy patterns of behavior. The authors then provide an overview of cognitive techniques for assessing one's own level of self-esteem. These include identifying core beliefs about oneself as well as recognizing negative thought patterns that may be contributing to low levels of confidence or worthiness. The book also includes exercises designed to help readers identify their strengths and weaknesses when it comes to their sense of worthiness. In addition to providing guidance on assessing one's current level of self-esteem, the authors offer strategies for improving it over time through positive affirmations and goal-setting activities. They discuss ways in which we can challenge our negative thoughts about ourselves while simultaneously reinforcing positive ones. Finally, the authors provide tips on maintaining high levels of confidence once they have been achieved through hard work and dedication. This includes developing healthy coping mechanisms such as relaxation techniques or engaging in enjoyable activities like exercise or hobbies. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your self-esteem. Self-esteem is a measure of how we feel about ourselves and our worth. It is important to understand the components of self-esteem and how they interact to create our overall sense of self-worth. Main idea number 2. Identify negative thoughts. Negative thoughts can have a powerful impact on our self-esteem. It is important to identify and challenge these thoughts in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 3. Develop positive self-talk. Positive self-talk can help to counter negative thoughts and build self-esteem. It is important to practice positive self-talk in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 4. Set realistic goals. Setting realistic goals can help to build self-esteem. It is important to set achievable goals in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 5. Practice self-care. Self-care is an important part of maintaining a healthy self-esteem. It is important to practice self-care in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 6. Develop healthy habits. Developing healthy habits can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice healthy habits in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 7. Take time for yourself. Taking time for yourself can help to build self-esteem. It is important to take time for yourself in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 8. Celebrate your achievements. Celebrating your achievements can help to build self-esteem. It is important to recognize and celebrate your successes in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 9. Connect with others. Connecting with others can help to build self-esteem. It is important to build meaningful relationships in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 10. Practice mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice mindfulness in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 11. Learn to accept yourself. Learning to accept yourself can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice self-acceptance in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 12. Develop self-compassion. Developing self-compassion can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice self-compassion in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 13. Take responsibility for your actions. Taking responsibility for your actions can help to build self-esteem. It is important to take responsibility for your actions in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 14. Practice positive affirmations. Practicing positive affirmations can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice positive affirmations in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 15. Challenge your limiting beliefs. Challenging your limiting beliefs can help to build self-esteem. It is important to challenge your limiting beliefs in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 16. Learn to forgive yourself. Learning to forgive yourself can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice self-forgiveness in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 17. Develop a growth mindset. Developing a growth mindset can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice a growth mindset in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 18. Find meaning in life. Finding meaning in life can help to build self-esteem. It is important to find meaning in life in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 19. Take time to reflect. Taking time to reflect can help to build self-esteem. It is important to take time to reflect in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main idea number 20. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help to build self-esteem. It is important to practice gratitude in order to maintain a healthy self-esteem. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-esteem is a complex concept that involves many different components. It includes our beliefs about ourselves, our self-image, and how we view the world around us. Our self-esteem can be affected by both positive and negative experiences in life, as well as by our own thoughts and feelings. In order to understand your self-esteem, it is important to identify the various elements that make up this concept. These include self-confidence, assertiveness, resilience, optimism, acceptance of yourself and others, emotional intelligence, and social skills. It is also important to recognize how these components interact with each other in order to create an overall sense of worthiness or lack thereof. For example, if you have low levels of confidence but high levels of assertiveness, then this could lead to feeling inadequate or insecure when faced with difficult situations. Finally, it is essential to take action in order to improve your self-esteem. This may involve challenging negative thought patterns or engaging in activities that help build confidence, such as exercise or learning new skills. Main idea number 2. Negative thoughts can be insidious and pervasive, often leading to feelings of low self-worth. It is important to recognize these negative thoughts in order to challenge them and maintain a healthy self-esteem. Identifying negative thoughts involves being aware of the language we use when talking about ourselves or our circumstances. Negative words such as can't, shouldn't, or never are indicative of an underlying belief that may not be true or helpful. Once identified, it is possible to question the validity of these beliefs and replace them with more positive ones. It is also important to identify any patterns in our thinking which lead us towards negative thought processes. For example, if we tend to catastrophize situations by assuming the worst outcome will occur, then this should be noted so that it can be challenged when necessary. Additionally, recognizing any cognitive distortions such as black and white thinking, seeing things only in extremes, can help us become more aware of how our minds work and allow us to adjust our thinking accordingly. By identifying negative thoughts and challenging their validity, we can begin the process of improving our self-esteem and developing healthier ways of viewing ourselves and life events around us. Main idea number 3. Positive self-talk is a powerful tool for improving your self-esteem. It involves talking to yourself in an encouraging and supportive way, rather than focusing on negative thoughts or feelings. Positive self-talk can help you recognize and appreciate your strengths, as well as build resilience when faced with challenges. It can also help you stay focused on achieving goals and developing new skills. When practicing positive self-talk, it's important to be mindful of the language you use. Instead of using words like can't or shouldn't, focus on phrases that are more empowering, such as I am capable or I will try my best. Additionally, it's helpful to practice gratitude by acknowledging all the good things in life that we often take for granted. It may feel awkward at first, but with regular practice, positive self-talk can become second nature. Start small by setting aside time each day to reflect on what makes you unique and special. Remind yourself of your accomplishments and celebrate even the smallest successes. Main idea number 4. Setting realistic goals is an important part of building and maintaining self-esteem. When we set unrealistic goals, it can lead to feelings of disappointment and failure when they are not achieved. This can have a negative impact on our self-esteem. On the other hand, setting achievable goals that are within our reach helps us to feel successful and proud of ourselves when we accomplish them. When setting realistic goals, it is important to consider your current skill set and resources available to you. It may be helpful to break down larger tasks into smaller steps in order to make them more manageable. Additionally, it is beneficial to set short-term as well as long-term goals so that you can track your progress over time. Finally, don't forget to reward yourself for achieving each goal. Celebrating successes along the way will help keep motivation high while also boosting your self-esteem. Main idea number 5. Practicing self-care is essential for maintaining a healthy self-esteem. Self-care involves taking the time to nurture yourself and your well-being, both physically and mentally. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, engaging in hobbies or creative pursuits that bring you joy, spending quality time with friends and family members who support you, setting boundaries with people who are not supportive of your needs or goals, seeking professional help when needed, and learning how to manage stress effectively. Self-care also includes being mindful of your thoughts and feelings. It's important to recognize when negative thoughts arise so that they can be challenged rather than accepted as truth. Additionally, it's important to practice positive affirmations about yourself on a regular basis in order to build up your self-esteem over time. Finally, practicing self-care means taking care of yourself emotionally by allowing yourself moments of rest from life's demands. Taking breaks throughout the day allows us to recharge our batteries so we can continue functioning at our best level possible. Main idea number 6. Developing healthy habits is an important part of building self-esteem. Healthy habits can help to create a sense of control and mastery over one's life, which in turn can lead to increased feelings of self-worth. Examples of healthy habits include regular exercise, eating nutritious meals, getting enough sleep, engaging in meaningful activities such as hobbies or volunteering, and taking time for relaxation and reflection. Additionally, it is important to practice positive thinking by focusing on the good things that are happening in your life rather than dwelling on negative thoughts. In order to maintain a healthy level of self-esteem, it is essential to make sure these healthy habits become part of your daily routine. This means setting aside specific times each day for physical activity or relaxation, planning ahead for meals so you have access to nutritious food, making sure you get enough restful sleep, scheduling time for yourself where you can engage in meaningful activities that bring joy into your life, and actively working on replacing negative thoughts with more positive ones. By developing these healthy habits and incorporating them into our lives, we will be able to build strong foundations for our self-esteem that will last us throughout our lives. Main idea number 7. Taking time for yourself is an important part of maintaining a healthy self-esteem. It can help to build your confidence and give you the opportunity to focus on what matters most in life. Taking time for yourself allows you to reflect on your goals, values, and beliefs, as well as take stock of where you are in life. This can be done through activities such as journaling, meditating, or simply taking a walk outside. When taking time for yourself, it is important to remember that this should not be seen as selfish or indulgent behavior. Instead, it should be viewed as an investment in your own well-being and mental health. Taking some me time gives you the chance to recharge and reconnect with who you are at your core. It also provides an opportunity to practice self-care, which can have positive effects on both physical and mental health. Finally, when taking time for yourself, it is essential that you make sure that whatever activity or task chosen brings joy into your life rather than stress or anxiety. Whether it's reading a book, going out with friends, listening to music, or engaging in any other activity that makes you feel good, make sure that these moments become regular parts of your routine. Main idea number 8. Celebrating your achievements is an important part of maintaining a healthy self-esteem. It can help to remind you that you are capable and worthy of success, even when things don't always go as planned. Taking the time to recognize and celebrate your successes can be a powerful way to boost your confidence and motivate yourself for future endeavors. When celebrating your achievements, it's important to take the time to reflect on what went right in order to build upon those successes. Acknowledge any hard work or effort that was put into achieving the goal, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. Celebrate not only the end result but also all of the steps taken along the way. It's also helpful to share these accomplishments with others who will appreciate them just as much as you do. This could include family members, friends, colleagues, or mentors who have supported you throughout this journey. Sharing these moments with people who care about you can further reinforce feelings of pride and accomplishment. Finally, make sure that whatever form of celebration you choose is meaningful for you personally. Whether it's taking a day off from work or treating yourself with something special like dinner out at a favorite restaurant, find something that resonates with what makes this achievement so significant for you. Main idea number 9. Connecting with others is an important part of building and maintaining self-esteem. When we connect with people, we are able to share our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in a safe environment. This helps us to feel accepted and understood by those around us. It also allows us to gain insight into how other people think and feel about certain topics or situations, which can help us better understand ourselves. Additionally, connecting with others gives us the opportunity to learn from their experiences as well as receive support when needed. When forming meaningful relationships, it is important that they be based on mutual respect and trust. We should strive for relationships where both parties are comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. These types of connections allow for open communication, which can lead to greater understanding between individuals. By taking the time to build strong connections with others, we can create a sense of belonging that will ultimately boost our self-esteem. Connecting with like-minded individuals who have similar interests or values can provide comfort in knowing that you are not alone in your struggles or successes. Main idea number 10. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or criticism. Practicing mindfulness can help you become more aware of how you think about yourself and your environment. This awareness can lead to greater self-acceptance and improved self-esteem. When practicing mindfulness, it is important to be kind and compassionate with yourself. Acknowledge any negative thoughts that come up without judging them or trying to push them away. Instead, observe these thoughts as if they were clouds passing through the sky, simply notice them without getting caught up in their content or meaning. It is also helpful to focus on positive aspects of yourself, such as strengths, talents, accomplishments, etc., rather than dwelling on weaknesses or failures. By doing this regularly over time, you will begin to develop a healthier relationship with yourself, which will ultimately lead to increased self-esteem. Main idea number 11. Learning to accept yourself is an important step in building self-esteem. It involves recognizing and accepting your strengths, weaknesses, successes, failures, and all other aspects of who you are. Self-acceptance can help you to be more confident in yourself and your abilities. It also helps to reduce feelings of shame or guilt that may arise from past experiences. In order to practice self-acceptance, it is important to focus on the positive aspects of yourself rather than dwelling on the negative ones. This means taking time each day for reflection and acknowledging what makes you unique as a person. Additionally, it is helpful to practice gratitude by focusing on things that make you feel good about yourself, such as accomplishments or relationships with others. It is also beneficial to challenge any negative thoughts or beliefs about yourself that may be holding you back from achieving success or happiness. By doing this regularly over time, it will become easier for you to recognize these thoughts when they come up so that they do not have a lasting impact on how you view yourself. Finally, learning how to forgive oneself can be an essential part of practicing self-acceptance. Forgiveness allows us to move forward without being weighed down by our mistakes or regrets from the past, which can help us build healthier relationships with ourselves and others. Main idea number 12. Self-compassion is an important part of developing and maintaining a healthy self-esteem. It involves being kind to yourself, recognizing your own worth, and understanding that everyone makes mistakes. Practicing self-compassion can help you to accept yourself for who you are, even when things don't go as planned or life gets difficult. When practicing self-compassion, it is important to be mindful of how you talk to yourself. Instead of focusing on the negative aspects of a situation or berating yourself for making mistakes, try talking to yourself in a more compassionate way. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes from time to time. It can also be helpful to practice positive affirmations such as, "I am worthy," or "I am capable," in order to build up your confidence and sense of self-worth. Additionally, taking some time each day for activities that bring joy into your life can help boost your mood and make it easier for you to practice self-compassion. Main idea number 13. Taking responsibility for your actions is an important part of building and maintaining a healthy self-esteem. When you take responsibility for your actions, it shows that you are aware of the consequences of those actions and that you are willing to accept them. This can help to build confidence in yourself as well as trust from others. Taking responsibility also means being honest with yourself about what went wrong and why, so that you can learn from mistakes and make better decisions in the future. When taking responsibility for your actions, it is important to be mindful of how they affect other people too. Acknowledging when something has gone wrong or hurt someone else's feelings can go a long way towards repairing relationships and restoring trust. It also helps to show humility by admitting when we have made mistakes or done something wrong. Finally, taking responsibility for our own actions allows us to move forward without feeling guilty or ashamed about past events. We can use this opportunity to reflect on our behavior and make changes if necessary so that we don't repeat the same mistake again in the future. Main idea number 14. Practicing positive affirmations is an important part of maintaining a healthy self-esteem. Positive affirmations are statements that you say to yourself in order to remind yourself of your worth and value. They can be used as a way to counter negative thoughts or feelings about oneself, and help build up one's confidence and self-esteem. Examples of positive affirmations include, "I am capable and strong," "I am worthy of love and respect," or "I have the power to make my own decisions." When practicing positive affirmations, it is important to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. For example, instead of saying "I will not fail," try saying "I will succeed." It is also helpful to use words that evoke emotion such as joy, peace, strength, or courage when crafting your affirmation statements. Additionally, it can be beneficial to practice these affirmations regularly throughout the day in order for them to become more ingrained into your thought patterns. Overall, practicing positive affirmations can be an effective tool for building self-esteem. By repeating these statements often enough, they can become part of our internal dialogue, which helps us maintain a healthier outlook on ourselves and our lives. Main idea number 15. Challenging your limiting beliefs is an important step in building and maintaining a healthy self-esteem. Limiting beliefs are those that hold us back from achieving our goals or prevent us from seeing ourselves as capable of success. These beliefs can be based on past experiences, negative messages we have heard about ourselves, or even false assumptions we make about our abilities. By challenging these limiting beliefs, we can begin to recognize the potential within ourselves and start to move forward with confidence. The process of challenging your limiting beliefs begins by identifying them. This involves reflecting on what you believe about yourself and how it affects your behavior. Once identified, it is important to question whether these thoughts are true or not. Are they really accurate reflections of who you are? Do they reflect the person you want to become? If not, then it's time to challenge them. Once challenged, replace the old belief with something more positive and empowering. It may take some practice, but eventually this new thought will become second nature and help build up your self-esteem over time. Additionally, surrounding yourself with supportive people who encourage growth can also help in this process. Main idea number 16. Learning to forgive yourself is an important part of building self-esteem. It can be difficult to accept that we are not perfect and make mistakes, but it is essential for our mental health and well-being. Self-forgiveness allows us to move on from past mistakes without feeling guilty or ashamed. It helps us recognize our strengths and weaknesses, while also allowing us to take responsibility for our actions. When practicing self-forgiveness, it is important to remember that everyone makes mistakes and no one is perfect. We should focus on the lessons learned from these experiences rather than dwelling on the mistake itself. Additionally, it can be helpful to practice positive affirmations such as, "I am worthy," or "I am capable," in order to remind ourselves of our worthiness despite any missteps we may have taken. Self-forgiveness does not mean excusing bad behavior. Instead, it means recognizing that we all make mistakes and learning how to move forward with grace and understanding towards ourselves. Practicing self-forgiveness can help build a strong sense of self-worth, which will ultimately lead to improved mental health. Main idea number 17. Developing a growth mindset involves recognizing that one's abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, dedication, and practice. It is important to recognize that failure is not an indication of lack of ability or intelligence, but rather an opportunity for learning and improvement. With this in mind, it is possible to develop self-esteem by focusing on the process of learning rather than the outcome. This means setting realistic goals and striving to reach them without fear of failure. In order to maintain a healthy self-esteem while developing a growth mindset, it is important to focus on personal progress instead of comparing oneself with others. Celebrating small successes along the way will help build confidence as well as provide motivation for further development. Additionally, it is important to remember that mistakes are part of the learning process. They should be seen as opportunities for growth instead of failures. Finally, having positive relationships with those around you can also help foster a growth mindset. Surrounding yourself with people who support your efforts and celebrate your successes will create an environment where you feel safe taking risks and trying new things without fear of judgment or criticism. Main idea number 18. Finding meaning in life is an important part of maintaining a healthy self-esteem. It can help to provide purpose and direction, as well as give us something to strive for. When we find meaning in our lives, it gives us a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction that can be hard to come by otherwise. Additionally, finding meaning in life helps us to stay motivated and focused on the things that matter most. One way to find meaning in life is through setting goals and working towards them. This could include anything from learning a new skill or hobby, starting a business, or even just taking time out of your day for yourself. Setting achievable goals will help you feel more accomplished when you reach them, which can boost your self-esteem significantly. Another way to find meaning in life is by helping others. Whether it's volunteering at a local charity or simply lending an ear when someone needs it most, giving back has been proven time and again to have positive effects on mental health and well-being. Not only does this make you feel good about yourself, but also provides an opportunity for personal growth. Finally, spending quality time with family and friends can also bring great joy into our lives while providing meaningful connections with those around us. Taking the time out of our busy schedules for social activities such as dinner parties or game nights not only strengthens relationships but also allows us some much-needed relaxation away from work commitments. Main idea number 19. Taking time to reflect is an important part of maintaining a healthy self-esteem. Reflection allows us to take stock of our lives and assess how we are doing in terms of our goals, values, and relationships. It can help us identify areas where we need to make changes or improvements, as well as recognize the successes that we have achieved. Taking time for reflection also helps us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can better understand ourselves. Reflection can be done in many different ways, such as journaling, meditating, talking with friends or family members about your experiences, or simply taking some quiet time alone. No matter what method you choose, it is important to give yourself permission to think deeply about your life without judgment or criticism. This will allow you to gain insight into yourself, which will ultimately lead to increased self-esteem. By taking the time for regular reflection, you will be able to build a strong sense of self-worth and confidence in who you are and what you do. You may even find that this practice leads not only to improved self-esteem but also greater overall happiness. Main idea number 20. Practicing gratitude is an important part of maintaining a healthy self-esteem. It involves recognizing and appreciating the good things in life, both big and small. This can include expressing thanks for the people who have helped us, or simply taking time to appreciate the beauty of nature. Practicing gratitude helps us to focus on what we are grateful for rather than dwelling on our problems or shortcomings. When we practice gratitude, it can help to boost our self-esteem by reminding us that there are positive aspects in our lives that should be celebrated. We may also find ourselves feeling more connected with others as we recognize how much they contribute to our lives. Additionally, practicing gratitude can help reduce stress levels by shifting our attention away from negative thoughts and feelings. In order to reap the benefits of practicing gratitude, it is important to make it a regular habit. Taking just 5 minutes each day to reflect on what you are thankful for can go a long way towards improving your overall well-being and self-esteem. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.